Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built for Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Dildo head.
The rain is on the way. It's not quite raining yet, but it will move out before the Mets and the Tigers tonight. They'll at least get that game in. Tomorrow is probably going to be a total washout, but the Mets desperately need to play tonight and win tonight, because if they didn't play, then it's just another day of everybody talking about how miserable the series was against the Brewers. And if, well, obviously they play and lose, that's a worst case scenario, but them getting back out there tonight at home against a different opponent is critical. Of course, you've got the Yankees and Diamondbacks. It's unfortunate that you have to stay up until 9:40 to watch that first pitch. If you're someone that gets up like we get up, I know Boomer will be watching in the eighth and ninth inning with Casamigos, Fresca, and his phone texting the booth. I'm sure he's got Joe Girardi's number now, so he can text him a bunch of stuff while he's watching the Yankee games.
I don't get involved with the Yankee broadcast.
I've
texted Big Head, yes.
And you get really involved in the Knicks broadcast, too.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And by the way, we talked about this earlier with Jerry. So I took the Josh Hart comments, and if people didn't hear it earlier, about saying that they are preparing and imagining that they are not going to get Ananobi and Randall back, and if they do get them back, then it'll be a pleasant surprise. When I heard that, I did not like that at all. Now, Jerry's take on it made me feel a little bit better, because he was just basically saying, like a coach would say, we're going to deal with the guys that are here now. I'm not going to talk about the guys that aren't here because they're not here. You know, you hear coaches say that all the time. What about this guy who's holding out? Like, well, he's not here now. I'm not going to talk about the guys that aren't here. The guys that are here are the ones we're dealing with. So I understand from that standpoint, but him flat out coming out and saying that it would be a pleasant surprise if they came back is alarming, to say the least.
The other thing that is somewhat alarming is that Mitchell Robinson hurt that same ankle again.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not great. They could have used him yesterday. That would have been made the game a little bit, I think, more in the Knicks' favor. I think they just ran out of gas at the end. You know, you come up and, you know, unfortunately, Jalen Brunson's got to do so much, and they're not calling some of these fouls that are happening against him, especially when he's taking it to the hoop. This is why, you know, you wanted, and we wanted, a point guard that was fearless, that would go to the hoop. So he settles for a lot of threes, there's no question about it. Sometimes he takes some bad shots, but they all do. But you cannot deny that he is basically fearless when he's going down a lane. And for some reason, the officials are not calling fouls on him when he's making layups. And that last layup that he made, there should have been a free throw along with that, and there wasn't. And, you know, he could have gotten seriously hurt on that play.
The last thing they need.
Hurt in that play.
No, I know, and it's been a theme throughout the year that he doesn't get the same type of respect as some of the big superstars in the league. And free throws at the end of the game where he's at the line, I'm confident he's going to drain every single time. So I'd like to see him get more of that respect. But I don't think you're going to see that. I think as we get deeper into the season and these games that matter and then into the playoffs, you're going to see fewer whistles all around. Right. So it's just not something that's going to change in the playoffs. And maybe that's a positive thing because Jalen Brunson has been dealing with it all year. There's a lot of stars that get get all these calls during the regular season, and then when they get to the playoffs, they're not getting the same calls, and then their entire game changes. So maybe that ends up being a positive for Jalen Brunson. But I don't think that this team can get past the second round without Anunoby and Randall back, or I think they can get to an NBA Finals with them back.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think, you know, my prediction of April 4th, I was saying April 3rd, but April 4th is the game, their next game, I believe. That's when I thought Julius Randle would be back, but it doesn't look like that's going to be the case.
No. I mean, you haven't heard really anything positive about it. I mean,
Mitchell Robinson came back out of nowhere.
It wasn't really out of nowhere. He'd been gone for a long time, and then you had heard that they were positive about him coming back. I mean, I remember those reports where you're going to see him before the end of the season.
Yeah, but we heard that Julius was doing some basketball activities, and he was running, and he was doing some stuff. I don't know. I haven't heard hide nor hair of Anunoby. Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, ever since you heard him scream and then miss the next several games, that's been the end of it.
You know, and the interesting thing, the New York Rangers have had kind of wild last three or four games, a couple of great milestones. One for Jonathan Quick, he is now the winningest U.S.-born goaltender. Kreider finally got his 300th goal as a New York Ranger. And they had two wild games, one against Philadelphia where everything fell apart in the third period, and then one against Arizona where everything fell apart again in the third period, but they won the game.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, those are alarming things to me. Even though they won the game, it's still 82 games. But you just don't want to see, like, a team fall apart defensively, like, in the third period. Well, as long as your offense is scoring goals, then it doesn't really matter because you win. But, you know, God almighty, man, just giving up all these goals.
Yeah, they're in a great spot. I don't think you're going to see that in the postseason.
I mean, I hope not.
No, there's no way. I mean, just you clinch a playoff spot, the offense is clicking where it is right now. There'll be a different level of effort once the postseason comes. I think it'll be... Don't fret, man. You're going to be all right. Sometimes I think because of what happened last year in the postseason.
Yeah.
That you get a little bit nervous.
Well, I just have to tell you, I've enjoyed, much like Yankee fans now, I know are doing, and for those who are Yankee and Ranger fans, they get a double dip tonight. They get a 7 o'clock Ranger-Penguin game, mm-hmm. and then they get a 9:40 Diamondback-Yankee game. I mean, that's like heaven right there.
Yeah, damn
right. That is heaven right there. So for me, I've been telling you, like, I can't wait until the next Ranger game so I can turn it on and watch it. I think that's where the Yankees are right now. They can't wait to see Juan Soto.
Let's go to Chris in Smithtown. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. What's going on? How are you?
Good. What's up?
So I actually had a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode idea for the show that I was just sharing it out with Al. And I don't want Boomer to be mad at me for this because I am a Ranger fan, but I did happen to go to the Islander game a few weeks ago because one of my mutual fund vendors got me tickets to a suite. But I always notice, like, around Long Island that when I'm driving into a parking spot, there's people that are in front of me have this unnecessary need to back into a parking spot. And it can be annoying because you get held up and then you miss out on another spot that you could potentially get. So when I had gone to the game, we had to park all the way at the top of the parking garage there. And my friend and I were both complaining that, everybody's backing into these spots and it was getting annoying. And then we got egg on our face when we were leaving because we had to literally wait for everybody to leave because we parked in, head in, and we couldn't get out because we didn't back in. So it just was like a funny thing.
Yeah, the whole backing in thing when you're in a parking garage is critical to the leaving. It has nothing to do with getting there. Because if you're backing in, you're like, all right, I have this spot now. I don't have to worry about it. It's the people that are behind you that are going to be pissed off.
Let's face it, about backing in, though, is you're jamming everybody else up.
Yeah, but it's not like, so you're jamming everybody else up, but are you actually losing other spots? It's not like...
No, you're not. People are not going around you going to get those spots.
Yeah, so there's that.
I understand that, but...
I'm a regular parking lot, maybe, though. Not necessarily a parking garage.
Yeah, parking garage is tough. Backing in the parking garage?
Yeah, it is difficult. But people do that because they don't want to... Like, it's so much easier to cut somebody off at a parking garage when you're pulling out head first.
Head first, yes.
Now, I don't back in because I want to get there. Usually, I'm in a rush to get to a game, too. But when you're backing up like that, you know, you're more tentative. So that's why people just don't let you go.
Yeah, the only time I really back into a spot is at the Bridgehampton Citarella.
Okay. Why is that?
Just because if it's easier, like if I got to put stuff in the back of the truck or something.
Okay.
It tends to be easier the way you come out of the Bridgehampton Citarella there.
Yeah, I feel like with the Raptor, though, that, you know, the truck guys are the big back in the spot guys.
Hey, I could see people complaining that I do back in there.
But why would they? I don't understand. Like, I understand why Chris would say that it's jamming you up in a parking garage. But is it really jamming you up all that much in a regular parking lot?
As long as I'm in the parking lot by myself and I can back in, I'll do it. If there's other people, like, moving around in the parking, like, lot, then I'll just pull in head first.
Speaking of UBS and the yes. Islanders, did you see with all the holiday festivities over the weekend, did you see your daughter and Winnie Doo-Doo and everybody? For Easter?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Wasn't anybody missing?
Who was missing? Well, I have no idea what you told me
this morning there might have been a little bit of a stomach virus caused by a good time.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever.
You don't want...
Okay, somebody else was at the Zach Bryan concert having a good time, too.
And then pulled the old can't show up to the holiday because... Got a stomach flu.
Yeah, the old stomach flu.
The old.
I've had that a few
the
times.
The old Casamigos flu is what that was.
Somebody follows the footsteps of their dad.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Man, I tell you, that Zach Bryan is really popular now. He's got
obviously.
To the point. Like, I mean, I knew that he was, but like the amount of people that I knew going to this concert and then seeing Pete Alonso there and everybody, it was a huge deal. And he was there for a couple of nights. I think he was there last night, too. I think it was Saturday and
Sunday.
He sold
out twice.
Yeah. Not good for him, man. Jeez. I mean, you want to talk about a guy that came out of nowhere. This time last year, barely anybody knew who he was.
Well, who's more famous, him or your buddy Jordan Davis?
Zach Bryan now is more. Yeah.
He is?
Yeah.
Should we FaceTime Jordan or not?
I'm not going to FaceTime Jordan.
Okay.
No way.
When was the last time you talked to him?
We had I told you this. It was right after the Super Bowl. Me, him, and the record executive friend of mine had a big Super Bowl pool that we went in together that I felt like I got guilted into.
And you won.
We did win.
Yeah.
So we had a conversation there.
That's a good thing.
And went back and forth. Yes, we ended up winning. We all took home a nice little chunk and a share. But that was the last time I talked to him.
And by the way, a little bit of good news that came your way this past weekend as you had your first hole out from the fairway.
Yeah.
98 yards, I heard.
Yeah, 98 yards, gap wedge.
Little birdie?
Yep.
It was a birdie, right?
It was a birdie. Should have been an eagle. But the shot prior to that was a little bit of a ground ball to third base.
Yeah, but you made up for it.
Yeah, but I did. Yeah, it was that feeling is incredible. I mean, I knew it was a good shot. I was like, oh, it's going to be close. And bounce, roll, and it just disappeared. And I could see it because I wasn't that far. I was 98 yards away, so I could see the whole thing. It was awesome. And I got seven witnesses, by the way, too.
Okay, that's fine.
Took pictures and everything.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I mean, you're just overzealous with your texting after that. I mean, look, I'm happy for you.
Well, it's one of those things you want to share, right? You just, you like, especially with you.
Yeah.
I thought you'd appreciate that.
I did appreciate it.
Yeah. Let's go to Alex in Scotch Plains. What's going on, Alex?
Hey, how's it going today?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, I'm just calling to talk a little bit about the Mets, let out a little bit of frustration.
Sure.
With them,
bring it on. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Steve Cohen, right? He buys the Mets. Whatever, a couple of years ago, and looking like things are going to be good. And before we even have a winning product on the field, we now have a casino being built. We have lobster bisque being put onto burgers. We don't have Pete Alonso signed. And I'm starting to wonder if his intentions are in the wrong place. And another thing I want to add is I have been a partial season ticket holder for the Mets for a long time, 20 game plan. But I guess 20 game plan members don't really matter as much anymore because something they pulled this year is guaranteed playoff games. The past however many years, 20
they pulled it from the team too. Trust me,
we're guaranteed half game, half of the playoff game.
Yeah.
Now we're guaranteed a quarter of the playoff game, and that means you're not even guaranteed a single game. So I'm worried about Steve. I'm worried that I thought he was a common sense owner. Now I'm worried that he's not, and want to get your guys' thoughts.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't believe any of that to be the case. Just because he's trying to make the stadium experience better doesn't mean that he doesn't care about the baseball team. And the fact that this Metropolitan Park, by all accounts, if he could pull everything off and get one of those casino licenses or downstate licenses, that's going to improve that area so much. In like 20, 30 years from now, that's going to be a destination, so much so more than it is now. So the reason why this year is the way that it is because they went all in, paid a bunch of old guys a bunch of money, and it didn't work out.
That was last year.
Right. So what they needed to do was take a step back. They hired a guy in David Stearns that wanted to replenish the farm system. They didn't want to lock themselves into a ton of long-term deals. But remember, they also made a humongous offer to Yamamoto. So they are willing to spend the money in places where they believe it to be really important. So just because, you know, listen, I like to make fun of the stadium food too, but just because they're trying to improve the experience at Citi Field for the paying customer doesn't mean they care more about what's on the menu than what's on the field. I don't think that's a good take at
and
all.
By the way, those stadium licenses or those betting licenses will not be given until the end of 2025.
Yeah, so I still got a little bit of time. Dave on Long Island. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you today?
Good, Dave. What's up, man?
Good. So last Saturday, I'm taking my son to a hockey practice at the rinks at Northwell, and it is raining very hard. And we're leaving, and the other rink where the Islanders usually practice, there was a game going on. So we hopped in to go see who was playing, and it happened to be the Wasps. So we saw Boomer there. They were playing. It was great. But as I'm leaving, there's this gigantic Ford Raptor parked right up front, backed into a spot.
So, oh, gotcha.
Forgot about that?
No, Dave, stop tattling. It's so unhockey-like. I have to back in there because I got to carry my damn hockey bag out, and it was raining, and it's easier to get to my back of my truck.
My son he carry his hockey bag inside.
Oh, I remember. You're the dad who has the wheels on his hockey bag, so you were carrying your son's bag. Oh, I remember who you are.
I got three kids, man. I got to carry what I can for them.
See that?
Yeah, look at that.
Make them carry the bag.
I don't know, Boomer, but you said you don't back in anywhere, but I saw a gigantic raptor. Now, I don't know if it was yours.
It was mine. I backed in
right in the front.
Yes. All right. I admit it. Jesus.
Yeah, before Dave hung up, he said in a handicap spot,
no,
too.
No.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but that.
I only back in at the Bridgehampton Citarella.
No, that's one of the places I do, but he's right. I do it there because when the tailgate opens, you're right there on the sidewalk, and I'm not in the parking lot getting my bag out and everything else. I'm on the sidewalk.
It's an important 4 feet to save.
The Raptor's bigger than 4 feet.
You know,
and by
saying,
the way, I don't want to be in the middle of that parking lot.
Listen, dildo head.
All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Boomer and G
Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got Jerry Recco in here. He's got another update for us. What's up, Jerry?
We are brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human grade dog food delivered right to your door, and brought to you by Jackpocket. Our official state lottery games on your phone. Yankees and Mets this weekend. One good, one terrible. Actually, one really good, one really terrible. The good would be the Yanks.
Tucker, 2-for-3 with a walk. Pitch swung on, line to left. Verdugo makes the exciting catch. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
That is an 86-year-old man.
And that's game four of a regular season.
Yes. That's how much it meant to them to go in there and sweep the cheating Astros.
Jerry, it's Juan Soto.
I've heard.
It's the Juan Soto effect.
It's the Juan Soto show. Well, that's what he should have done.
It's the
Soto
show.
Soto show.
Soto show.
Yeah. It's a lot better than
a Soto blow.
Soto or, what's that? What?
How about a Soto blow?
Big blow by Soto. That's better than what he came up with.
Yeah, it's true.
By the way, I Googled Moto Photo is still a thing. Maybe he was going for that.
The hell is that?
It's a.
Well, he's 86.
Do you remember Moto Photo?
Of course. Absolutely. You don't know Moto Photo?
No.
You bring right in the. They used to be in the parking lot of the supermarkets. And you would bring your film, and you go shop. You come out.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, but that, you know what? That's not what this is.
It might be.
Might be.
They call
he likes obscure, archaic references.
That is true. We have show tunes. That's a very good.
What
point.
Else could it be? If it's not that,
it's a Soto photo, not a Soto Moto photo. Just
no,
a Soto
it's a
photo.
Soto photo I like playing G. on the Moto photo.
They call him Big Blow Soto. That's pretty good. Juan Soto porn.
No, I just don't. I'm talking about...
That's what's going on right now, by the way.
Runs is what I'm talking about, and he's going to hit a lot of them, you would think. 4-3 was the final, as Soto goes 3-for-5 with the go-ahead RBI single in the ninth. There was also the great play by John Birdie at third base to preserve the lead after the Yankees had gone in front by one. Here was Birdie.
Luckily, third base is just kind of reaction, and knowing kind of the kind of hitter he is, was able to get a good jump on it and made a good play.
And here he was, just happy to play a part in a series sweeping win.
Felt very good to go out there and help this team. I know how special of a group this is, and that's what I want to do here is just do whatever I can to help this team win.
There's unselfishness. I mean, just everybody's all in.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys.
All in.
Heart of the champion, man.
Nick Birdie picked up the win in relief. Clay Holmes the save. A save when Alex Verdugo made a nice play on Tucker with two guys on with the two out. Here was Verdugo on, yes.
That one I felt pretty good on. You know, had a good jump, had a good route to it, and that one was kind of like lofted a little bit higher.
He loves the tattoos. Verdugo?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they are all over his body, and good for him. And he also had, we were talking about the chains, Al, he had in the postgame and here on the field, big chains around his neck, too. Here was one more from Verdugo. Just a great weekend in Houston.
It was a very, very close to like that playoff feel. So, yeah, for us, adrenaline was hyped and, you know, just trying to do anything we can to kind of make the play.
So a battle of first place teams starting tonight with the 4-0 Yankees going to 3-1 Arizona. Luis Gil makes the start for the Bombers. Coverage on the Fan at 9 p.m. Not a whole lot to say for the Mets other than the fact that they didn't hit and the Brewers did.
Pitch. Churio lines it in the air to right. Going back, Marte still going. Glasses on. Onto the track. He can't get it. It hits the base of the wall. That scores a run. Is coming around from second to score. Standing is Terang. Going to second and holding there with a double and a run batted in is Jackson Churio.
Jackson Churio. That's right. Howie sounds like he's in a closet doing that game because there was literally nothing to cheer for. 4-1, the Brewers beat the Mets. They complete the three-game sweep. Willie Adames really opened it up 2-for-3, couple of walks and an RBI single early. Here was Francisco Lindor. He was hitless. Horrible first series of the season.
It's one of those where everybody's excited to start and to get going and to have games that count and to have at-bats that count. And it's one of those where you start seeing the way things are shaping and you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-oh is right. And by the way, 7-of-8 if you want to go back to spring training. They lost 4 of their last 5.
How about Florida? I think Joe Girardi was saying it yesterday that the Astros lost their last 9 games at home.
This is what I'm saying. Oh, is this true?
The Astros. Mm-hmm. And I think Susan and I heard say something like 16 of 18 at home.
Window closed for the Astros. It's over.
No, it's
you
not.
You can smell it.
Nah, it's over. They're a good team. They were hitting the ball hard. They were just hitting it at the Yankees.
Yankees put them in a tough spot, though.
Tough defense. A-plus defense by the Yankees.
That is true.
A-plus.
Could have been worse. And also, don't forget, they had the ball that could have been a home run. They missed it by like 2 inches and would have won the game, too, in the ninth inning. So
that's what I'm saying.
Another
they hit the ball hard.
Yes. Mets home for the Tigers tonight. Sean Manaea on the mound on WCBS 880. Detroit out to a 3-0 start. I believe it was the White Sox they took all three games from. All right, Knicks Thunder last night at the Garden. Tough loss Friday night in overtime. Tough loss in regulation last night.
McBride comes off the screen. Brunson trying to get free. Inside pass to Brunson. Brunson turns, puts it up for the win. Off the mark. And for the second straight game, the Knicks lose a heartbreaker.
Did you hear Clyde there go, oh? The reason he went, oh, is because Brunson was going down the lane untouched, and the ball didn't get to him until after he got through the lane.
Yep.
Like, he was wide open if that ball would have come a little bit earlier, and he could have laid it in.
Clyde was all over it with his,
like the little Chico Resch.
Yes.
Yes. So 113-112 was the final as Oklahoma City outscores them by 11 in that fourth quarter. Here was Jalen Brunson. Give them credit.
They came out ready to play in the fourth. You know, they've been playing great all year. So we knew we couldn't just walk into the fourth of the lead, think it was going to be easy. Well coached, well prepared, and they got some players on that team.
Brunson had 30 in the loss. Players like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who had 19 with the go-ahead jumper. Jalen Williams at 33. Josh Giddey, the triple-double, 16-13.
I had no idea that Jalen Williams was that good.
Well, he was last night.
Wasn't he all-NBA last year?
14 of 18.
Or he was all rookie, whatever. I don't know. He was something.
Here was Giddey. Amazing. Both teams a bit slow to get started, but
both teams kind of were quiet on that end of the floor. But I thought defense were really good. We made them make and take tough shots all night.
Make and take, and they did make a lot of them, too. Here was Hart. This goes back to what we were talking about with the whole thing with Anunoby and Randall. How up to date are you with their actual status?
You know, I'm not in those medical conversations or anything like that, so I don't know, you know. But, you know, we got to approach it every game and the end of the season that, you know, those guys aren't coming back. And if they do, be pleasantly surprised.
And the way this whole started was, I guess he was done, essentially. And the reporter's like, I got one more. He goes, the fact that you took on a 50-win team, missing two big pieces, you at least feel positive about that. And that's where he went into, well, we got to approach every game. So who knows? We'll see. Hopefully one of them, if not both of them, do come back for your sakes and for the Knicks fans' sakes. The Lakers did beat the Nets 116-104. LeBron had 40. Anthony Davis, 24 points and 14 rebounds. NCAA tournament. I'm sorry to bore you, sir. I'll get out of here quickly. Purdue beat Tennessee 72-66.
Smith driving, dishing, Jones, three on the right wing. Oh, and rattled home! Lance Jones! Biggest shot of his career so far. 66-60. Purdue by six. 2.5 to go in Detroit.
They would win by six, 72-66. Westwood won NCAA radio with the call there. They beat Tennessee. They advance into the Final Four. 40 points for Zach Edey, 16 rebounds as well.
Do you have any of his post-game stuff at the podium? Because he went to this whole thing about, everybody's been telling me I can't do it my whole life and can't do this, can't do that. And then when we got knocked out last year, so you can't win, and now can't say that anymore. I was like, man, that's something you say when you win the championship.
Let's see.
It's been a long journey. Obviously, I've been outside of my country for the last like 5-6 years, like starting in 11th grade, and to kind of end up where I am now, it's amazing. But we still have a lot of basketball.
This is the only other one that was cut up.
It's what we expected. I don't want to come off the floor. I don't care how my legs are feeling, how my body feeling. I want to stay on that floor, and I want to keep
attacking the game.
Yeah, he actually called out the Tennessee coach, among others. Did he? Said, like, people came to to recruit me and passed on me.
Yeah, he went to a whole thing. Yeah.
Well, but in fairness, when he got recruited, no one thought anything of him.
Right.
Not just Tennessee.
Yeah, no, but he said this clumsy.
He kind of grew up.
Yes.
That's basically what happened.
But he specifically mentioned the Tennessee coach's name.
Okay. Is that Rick Barnes?
Yes.
Sometimes I don't know what happens. Like, my phone will just start doing the voice texting thing. I'll just pick up what somebody says, and it just shows up. So this is what this is what it caught. Ready? Sweep. Unselfishness. I mean, just everybody's all in. I mean, these guys all in the champion right there, man. Nick Birdie picked up the wedding relief homes.
The same, a nice play on Tucker. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We were confused about what Jerry said about that.
Nick Birdie picked up the win in relief.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. That's right.
There's two birdies on the Yankees.
Nick Birdie got the win. Yeah, John Birdie played
Birdie
third base.
The pitcher and Birdie the third baseman, right. And they spell their names differently.
Right. Two birdies.
B-E-R-T-I is the third baseman, and B-U-R-D.
B-I, I think.
Whatever.
Is the pitcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how about that? The win in relief came out. Nick Birdie picked up the wedding relief homes.
That's funny. The Wolfpack, NC State beat Duke 76-64, so they advanced as well. Women's NCAA tournament tonight. You got Iowa and LSU. You got the hated rivalry between Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, and then Reese spoiled that by saying, well, actually, I have no ill will towards her.
I don't think people realize, like, it's not personal. Like, once we get out between those lines, like, if I see you walking down the street, like, it's, hey, girl, like, what's up? Let's hang out. Like, I think people just take it, like, we hate each other. Like, me and Caitlin Clark don't hate each other. Like, I want everybody to understand that it's just a super competitive game.
Well, that'll be played later
tonight.
What's
the drama all about? I mean, there was this whole big thing made of all of this. They're great players. Dude, they trash talk just like everybody else trash talks.
Was the whole thing in the face.
The whole thing in the face. You don't see me and all this other. Who cares? I mean, this is what they are. And then things get made out of nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I kind of like this one.
I kind of like it, too. It's going to be a great game tonight.
It's good-natured competition.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. There's a storyline there. This one isn't bad at all.
You know something? It raises the level of the women's game. That's what they want.
And the article about Kim Mulkey did come out on Saturday. Oh, by the way.
It wasn't terrible.
It was nothing, essentially. It was
I didn't see it.
It was not a hit piece, as they say. It was more about her career and then, you know, her work ethic. But it was nothing.
And then she went after an LA Times article that said this is a matchup between Milk and Cookies and Dirty Debutantes.
And she that a New York Times or an LA Times?
LA.
LA Times?
And she did not appreciate that.
I mean, she's the one that makes
it unlikable. JR Sport Brief.
Also tonight, you got UConn and USC, and the Rangers play the Penguins, and the Islanders skate in Philadelphia. Mm.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know when that caller called in earlier this morning, Dave, and he's talking about how I backed in over there at the Northwell Ice Arena?
Yeah, yeah.
Where my hockey team was playing on Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was pulling out of there 2 weeks ago, because we played there 2 weeks ago as well. And I'm looking and I'm saying, it looks like there's a stadium being built over there. And I probably missed this. I don't know how I missed this. I'm usually on top of everything Nassau County, Long Island. But they are building a massive cricket stadium over in Nassau County. 34,000 seats. The International Cricket Council is holding World Cup games there this summer. And part of it is going to be temporary. They'll take it down, but they'll leave essentially the field up as Lantech and Marty Lyons and those guys come in and do, I guess, a turf field after the fact. after these World Cup matches take place. And so I was looking into the tickets. This may be one of the hardest tickets to get, with the exception if the Rangers are in like the Stanley Cup final.
It is amazing that you brought this up, because on Friday, I was playing golf with a man named Gavin who was interested in cricket. So he said to me, he's like, so Monday morning, you're going to be talking about the Cricket World Cup? And I said, no way. Like, we got, you know, I said, he was saying it laughing. We're talking about the Cricket World Cup on Monday.
Dude, have you seen the picture of the stadium?
You've got it on your computer now. Yeah. It's insane. And by the way, he said the same exact thing, that because this is such a rare deal here in New York and how diverse New York is,
yes,
and the fact that this event is going to be here, that this is not an easy ticket to get.
I think they're having the... If I read this correctly, now if I'm wrong, I could be wrong because I'm not a cricket expert. I have no idea. But I think that they're having like a major like cricket game against Pakistan versus India.
Yeah, there's also like a U.S. cricket team that's playing
of
in
course,
this.
Yeah, I mean, but there are like three different areas in the
game. We've got a stink in cricket, right?
I don't know.
You think Peter Schwartz is doing play-by-play?
He may be. He may be all over this. But I could not believe how big the stadium was like 2 weeks ago. And then I was asking guys on my team what's going on. And then the one guy said, it's a cricket stadium. I'm like, really? I mean, it is massive. So, and it's right next to the Aquatic Center, which is right next to Northwell Ice Arena.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, I've never actually seen.
It's in Eisenhower Park.
I've never seen a cricket stadium from the above view that you have the rendering there.
Yes.
I've never seen that, but it's a bizarre looking place. It's a big circular thing.
Yeah, so I think the two at the end, what do you say, equidistant of each other?
Yeah.
I think these are permanent buildings. And then all these other stands that are around, I think these are all temporary stands that they'll probably move for the Ryder Cup to Bethpage next year.
Oh.
And by the way, I got you totally hooked up at the Ryder Cup at Bethpage. I just want you to know that I got you back for that.
Oh, great.
That is going to be insane.
I might have to, like, even though I live close, I might have to live somewhere else that weekend, though, because that traffic is going to be absolute crazy.
Let me ask you a question. Is there any way that we can convince the powers that be that we should be over there, at least on that Friday, maybe that Thursday or Wednesday before that thing kicks off?
Yeah, I mean, maybe the Wednesday that they have a media day or something.
Yes.
I think for sure we could. But remember,
that's
going to be football season, though, on Friday. So that'll probably be
we have football Friday for us. Maybe that Wednesday would be a good time to go over there. You know, because that's going to be massive around here.
No, I mean, Wednesday or Thursday. Either one, I think.
Yeah. Depending if the Giants or the Jets maybe have a Thursday game or something.
That is true. That will be a factor as well.
It would have to be like, I'll find out media day, but I'll make sure that you're going to be good. So don't worry about it.
Thank you very much. I love to hear that.
You're welcome.
Max is in the city. What's going on, Max?
What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
Good, Max. What's up?
Listen, I think the Knicks and the Yankees have an interesting similarity in that you're excited about what they're doing now, obviously, but I think it's really about what the future holds. And I think people forget about, with the Yankees, how much trade potential they have when you have Dominguez coming back, when you have Verdugo in your outfield, when you've got young guys, plus obviously guys like Gerrit Cole coming back. I don't even think it's worth getting excited about what you're seeing about the Yankees now, because it is obviously only four games, but it's about the fact that really the job now is just stay afloat, stay about 500 until Cole comes back, and then you can get a lot of reinforcement. So if they're going to kill it now with all the trade potential they have, I think we're in a good spot.
You know, I kind of feel like the Yankees, this is like for the Jets, this is an all-in year. Everybody's all-in for this year. And Juan Soto, at least for the first four games, has ignited something that we haven't seen last year. We didn't see it last year, especially after Judge went out.
Certainly, when Judge went out, because the year prior was an exciting year, even though
the Judge was going for his contract, and he had a mammoth year.
And I think one of the bigger points from this weekend with the Yankees is Aaron Judge didn't do anything offensively, and they won all four games.
This is what the Yankees should do. They should take $10 from every ticket and put it in a 529 plan to pay Juan Soto when the season's
over. You can't use money for a 529 for a baseball contract.
But you know what I mean? Come up with something like that.
Yeah, just keep growing it and growing
just
it.
Just keep growing it and growing it and growing it, because if he is going to have the impact on this team, which we all believe he will, we all felt like he was going to have an impact. Who knew that it was going to be both offensively and defensively? It was going to come in the ninth inning with a key RBI single. How nice was that?
Oh, yeah.
Just, I mean, the last time we saw stuff like that on a reoccurring basis is when Derek Jeter was the best. Wow. He was a clutch guy.
Here we go.
He was the captain, part of a champion. Oh, that's what the Yankees have right now.
Matt's in New Jersey. What's going on, Matt?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I just heard you talking about the Cricket World Cup.
And yeah.
I thought I'd call in and talk a little about that. So it's a little bit like the World Cup for soccer here. It's like a North American hosted thing. So the championship's actually going to be down in the Caribbean.
In the West Indies, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
And they've hosted it before. But, yeah, there's going to be some games up here. And internationally, it's probably one of the biggest sports in the world. There's a lot of people who watch it and be pretty cool to see. I actually used to live in India for a year with my old company and got a little bit into cricket while I was over there. So,
you know, it was interesting. I saw where they were supposed to build this place in Van Cortlandt Park, and residents of the Bronx basically were not happy about having this stadium built there, and they moved it over to Eisenhower. But it is massive. But look, man, what can I tell you?
We got cricket, man. We got cricket coming.
If it's bringing do re mi to, you know, in this situation, to Nassau County, I'm all for it. I'm not for the casino.
All right, Boomer and Geo. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. All right.
Can you see who's favorite in the cricket championships this year on FanDuel or no?
I don't know. I'd have to look. I'll take a look in the break. How about that?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.